Oh, Penny, I haven't seen Penny in a long time.
Yeah, hi, Ken.
See Cherie and Russ. Cheryl and Russ, did you get the number for the Zoom meeting tomorrow?
Let
There's
me
a
actually write
copy.
it down.
If you didn't, there's a copy in your mailbox.
Okay. No, I probably didn't.
Okay, I'll also read it out later on.
Okay.
I've got my copy.
Okay, thanks, Bev.
Where did I put my agenda?
Okay. Hear me?
Yep.
Keith. Can you hear Keith?
Yes, we can.
Thank
yes.
You.
Keith? Keith, do you have the number for the Zoom meeting for tomorrow, the special meeting?
No, I do not.
There's a copy in your mailbox, but I'll read it off at the at one point in the meeting.
Okay, I'll be ready.
Okay.
Over a million Americans. A reverse mortgage loan isn't some kind of trick to take your home. It's a loan.
How many TV is on?
How you pay it back. Find out how reverse mortgages really work with AAG.
Please turn off all background music or TVs.
Mortgage payments, pay bills.
Thank you.
Is Jack Emmerich on?
On.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Cindy Boda on?
Yes.
Yep, okay. Can everyone hear that they're mowing my lawn?
That's a good thing.
Either that or the garbage pickup. It's one or the other.
Yeah, they're mowing lawns this morning.
Oh, I know that. Okay, we're almost ready.
Now my garbage truck is here.
It's just a little background noise. Okay, it's 1:30. I'd like to call to order the regular meeting of the Port Malabar Holiday Park Mobile Home Park Recreation District for the date of December 14th, 2020. If you all please place your hand over your heart and we'll say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Sherry, could you call the roll, please?
Sure. Joe Prisco. Joanne Gagan.
Here.
Russ Livermore.
He's here. I just saw his
face. He's here. Russ, your microphone needs to be unmuted. I can see you, so I'm going to mark you here.
He's good.
I'm here.
Okay. Keith Richer.
Here.
Bob Shortledge.
Here.
Jack Emmerich. Jack, is your microphone muted?
No, he's good.
Oh. Jack, you're here?
Kathy, I am not hearing anything. I thought I unmuted myself. This is Jack.
Okay.
For the Zoom meeting.
Okay. So you dialed in and with your phone instead?
No, we
Maybe
see
dialed that. In and
What's that?
I think you dialed in instead of joining the video.
No. He's at the meeting.
Okay.
Jack, unmute yourself. Stacy, turn your mic on.
Okay.
Cheryl Moore here. Cynthia Bodo.
Here.
Beverly Elias.
Here.
And Cherie Morris is joining us also.
Here.
Okay. Got just a couple announcements. The ACC meeting for tomorrow has been canceled. In the future, I think I had mentioned this before, on the workshop meetings, we will always have HPPOA and ACC represented at the workshop meetings until further notice. That way they can get hold of as many people as possible. A reminder, too, they have open seats Several people are going off the board at the end of the month. The same with the Board of Trustees. We have two
seats. Was I frozen or is everybody else frozen?
Can
everybody hear me? I'm sorry, Joanne, I didn't hear you.
Okay. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. That's what I wanted to talk about. We have open seats. We need letters if you're interested in joining. The one thing we're going to add to the agenda is number 7A, and that's discussion on the closing of the pool and rec hall for Christmas and New Year's Eve. It's for discussion only. Okay. I think there is a special meeting tomorrow with the attorney regarding Palm Bay Homes. We're not going to discuss any of that today. I'll just discuss the meeting itself later on, Heather. We're going to proceed with that. We'll go on with the agenda for five is the approval of the meeting minutes for November 23rd. Do I have a motion to approve?
I shall make a motion.
Second the motion.
Keith made the motion.
Russ second.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, there's been a motion and second. Any discussion from the public? Any discussion from the trustees? We have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay, that carries.
I know, but.
Treasurer's report. Keith?
Yes, I have to apologize.
No, I'm not getting anywhere.
Because there are some mistakes on the year-to-date stuff. I noticed, I was looking at it when I picked it up today, that some of the items in the year-to-date are off. So I'm just going to make a presentation today of a summary, but I won't ask for it to be approved until I get everything corrected.
Hold on 1 minute. Somebody has got, we've got a lot of feedback here. Please just one person talk at a time, and if you've got anything going on in the background,
yep.
It's difficult to hear. Okay, I'm sorry, Keith. Go ahead.
I'm just trying. I was overlooking this at about half hour before, and I noticed mistakes in the year-to-date stuff. So I would like to. Some of the stuff was copied from the single month and stuff like that. So, and my fault. And I will correct these things and get a regular report before I ask that it be approved. But I will go over a few of the numbers that are on the reports that the board people got, just so you have kind of an idea. The November numbers, total income, total expenses, and net ordinary income, those are all correct. Total income, we got some money this month of $66,000. We still spent $91,000, and you can see we're over by $25,000 of what we brought in. However, as an asterisk, you might say, we did get a $500,000 deposit at the beginning of December, so we'll be looking better on the next report. Anyway, but that will come at the end of December. Now, with the year to date, those numbers were copied as a single, as the first month, instead of I didn't get them totaled in right. But they are, if you have a pen, I'll read the numbers that they're going to be if you want, but I will. The total income to date would be $68,023. The anticipated income to come yet would be $1,267,785. And that puts us at 5.1% the budget should be. So we're way under what we should have if we were going equal months. But should catch up by next month. The total expense, again, is just the expenses for this month instead of the total. The total should have been $187,770. The anticipated budget left to spend would be $1,148,038. And that's at 14.1% of our budget. In other words, our expenses are just 2% below what we anticipated to spend. You can see at the top 2 months, we should be 16.6% into our budget. So as I said, I'll get this printed up correctly. We will get it posted. We'll get it out to the board people, and we will get it on the website with the correct numbers. But right now, year to date, we are at 5.1% of our income. That will come up better next month. And we are at budget. We are at 14.1%, which is 2% below where we would be anticipate our budget to be. Do we have any questions?
I don't think we'll vote on this today until we get the corrected. But from here on, we're going to only have a treasurer's report once a month, and that will be at every
regular
meeting. Yeah. Okay.
I will check it over more closely next time. Thank you.
Yeah, the only thing we'll do for the next meeting is to make a motion to accept based on the corrected numbers.
Only thing that's going to change is that front page.
Right. Okay. Anybody have any questions out there? The public? Trustees? Okay. Then the motion to approve will be on the next meeting's agenda.
Okay. Thank you.
Also, there is only going to be a manager's report once a month, and that will be at the workshop meeting. We all did get, the trustees rather, did get updates and scheduling, that type of thing. And that will be on the website for anyone to view. We may be going over a couple of them today. I'm not sure. We'll see how much time we have. At this time, Marcia Shearer, are you there? We have HPPOA nominations. Is Marcia Shearer on?
I haven't seen her check in.
I did see her.
She was here.
Marcia Shearer?
I am here.
Okay, then you want to go ahead with your nominations.
Thank you. Is Mark Boda here?
Yes.
Mark, do you accept the nomination?
I do.
To be on the HPPOA board?
I do accept.
Okay, thank you. Is Liz Garcia available? Liz? Okay, she accepted the nomination. She's not here, so I don't know what the protocol for that is. How about Mary Ann Goblick? Mary Ann Goblick? Once again, she was supposed to be here too. She accepted the nomination. So there's three positions available. We have three nominations. Invocation, whatever you call the induction, would be held in March.
Right. So you have three nominations and they've all accepted.
Yes.
Okay.
That's my report.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yep. At this time, I'm going to add that 7A, which is, I'd like to just discuss, and Cherie, if you're there, you wanted to discuss the possibility of closing the pool for and the rec hall for Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. Is that correct, Cherie?
We, at the last board meeting, it was decided that the pool would be closed on Christmas Day. So far as Christmas Eve is concerned, that's totally up to the board. I don't know if it's a good idea to have the pool closed 2 days in a row. That's my personal opinion. We have staff to cover the shifts.
Why was we asked to discuss this then?
I don't know. Wasn't my idea.
Oh. Okay, so there is no discussion. The pool and the rec hall are opened Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. Well, they're not open. The rec hall's not open.
We will have a maintenance on a person on staff.
Well, you have to if we're going to have the pool open. So the pool
I do have open. A question to present, though, so far as scheduling is concerned. What about New Year's Day? About having the pool open or closed? We'll definitely be open New Year's Eve, but what are the trustees' thoughts on closing the pool on New Year's Day?
Do we have staff New Year's Day?
We have staff. I just, because of the current situation with COVID and all that, I thought maybe we would close. If not, that's fine too.
a bunch of drunken COVID people coming on that day.
Does anybody? All right, let's have a discussion. Shh, Cindy Boda. She's shushing her husband. So I know I don't want to talk to him. I want to talk to you. I'll poll all of the trustees. I'll start with Cindy. What do you think? Christmas. So the question is, do we want to have the pool open? What was that, New Year's Day?
Just New Year's Day. We'll be open New Year's Eve.
Right. The pool. We're just talking about Christmas the pool, not the record, just day. The pool.
If it's still open right now during the pandemic, I don't see any harm in keeping it open, but yeah, I personally don't approve, but.
Yeah, right. Okay. Let's go in order. Jack Emmerich, how about you? Jack's not there. Okay. Cheryl. Oh.
As long as we are staffed, then let's have it open.
Okay. Keith?
Yeah, same. I agree. As long as we got a staff and we got people monitoring, yeah, let's keep it open.
Okay, Cheryl? Cheryl,
I
Moore?
Say keep it open.
Okay, and I do the same.
I say Russ keep Livermore? It open, yeah.
Russ Livermore?
Keep it open.
Beverly?
Yes, keep it open.
Bob Shortledge?
I do my polar plunge New Year's Day.
Oh, that's...
We don't have a pool for that, do we?
No. The cold one.
All depends on what you're wearing.
Oh.
Okay. Okay.
Or not.
No Speedos allowed. Okay. So the pool stays open New Year's Day and Christmas Eve Day. And they're both Eves also. Okay. All right, we don't need any more discussion on that one.
So just to make this perfectly clear, the pool will only be closed for Christmas Day.
Christmas Day, yes. Yeah. Okay. The next thing on the agenda, well, it says Palm Bay Homes update, but we're not going to discuss anything on that because we have a special meeting tomorrow with the attorneys. There's been a huge setback regarding the purchasing of the homes. That'll be discussed tomorrow with the attorney. If you didn't get the number for the Zoom meeting tomorrow, I'm going to give it out now, but there is a copy in the trustee's mailbox. And for anyone else who'd like to tune in, the number is 955-3486-2434, and that's at 11 a.m. And just a couple of things. We are going to be very restricted in time because of the attorney. He has another engagement right after us, so we have to be very precise. What I'm going to probably ask for tomorrow is that Cherie direct all the questions to the attorney, and then the trustees and the public could comment, so that we try not to step all over each other. But trustees, write down your questions that you might have for the attorney so that you're going to be prepared too. Cherie might not be thinking of everything, nor will we. So let's be prepared with questions. Let Cherie do the talking tomorrow, and then we'll open it up for discussion. But again, we're going to be on a really strict time constraint. Okay, we're going to continue on. Number nine is the amendment to the bylaws regarding the trustees meeting. Because of the Zoom, we voted to have our meetings at 1:30. One, because of office personnel, they could help us being the host, and it's much easier. But do we want to change it permanently in our bylaws? And that can be done easily with a vote. It's up to the trustees. It does not require resident votes. So, Bob Shortledge, you had proposed this. You did the work on it. So, why don't you go about it?
Okay. The reason why I propose it, because I hear people saying all the time, why don't we have our meeting? Our bylaws say 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock. I found out it's pretty easy to amend that motion and make it for 1:30 in the afternoon. Now, I don't know how long the pandemic is going to go. We all don't know how long it's going to go. So I thought, well, let's amend it to where it be 1:30. Now, if the pandemic goes on for another year, we won't have to hear anybody say, we want to, we, why aren't we doing the meetings at 7 o'clock? If the pandemic, once the pandemic is over, there's not a problem to change it right back to 7 p.m. because all it is a vote by the board.
Right. But so my question would be then, if we voted to change, well, we just voted to change the thing. Why do you think it's necessary to actually change the bylaw?
Because the bylaws state what we're supposed to live by in this community. And like I said, people say, why don't we have our meeting at 7 p.m.? Because that's what our bylaws say. Okay, I get so tired of hearing that. So it's like, if we change it right now to 1:30, nobody can say, why don't we have it at 7 o'clock? Then, nope, our bylaws now say 1:30 during this pandemic. We, like I said, it can be changed again. I know it's just a little bit of a hassle, but this way, nobody has a leg to stand on if they say, I want the meeting held at 7 p.m.
Well, they can say whatever they want. It doesn't matter what the bylaws say. If somebody wants to complain about a start time, they're going to complain about it. But I can see where we might alleviate. People understand that we can be flexible. We don't have to stick to 7 o'clock. Bylaws can be changed by trustees. And you're right. If we want to change it to 1:30, just to be for smoothness for month to month, it might be a good idea. Change it back if we want to. If it works out well, keep it.
Just a suggestion for the board. I thought, I seen how easy it would be. So I thought, well, rather than people complain, like you said, I'll just see if we want to change it for now. And it's up to the board.
Okay. Well, I've also had complaints that we're doing Zoom meetings and we should be doing them in person. Personally, I'm not going back in the rec hall. I don't think the rec hall should be open. And I don't think we should have in-person meetings. And I don't know how long this is going to last. As I said, none of us do. So I personally think we should continue with Zoom meetings. I think we should stay at 1:30. If you want to change it as a bylaw, we can. And the next board that meets, whenever that is, next year, it'll be different members perhaps, whatever. They can change it back again. I've always liked an afternoon meeting rather than an evening meeting, but that's only because I'm old and I did dye my hair already. So don't anybody start
with
me.
Before we go any further and any more discussion, I'd like to make a motion to change the 7 p.m. meeting time to 1:30 p.m.
Do I have a second?
A second. Okay.
Any discussion from the public?
Right here.
John Regis?
Yes. That means that all the bylaws have to be rewritten, correct?
No, only the ones that you're changing.
That means they have to be rewritten because they have to be posted and sent to the members.
Yeah.
So it's going to cost you money.
Oh. We can post it. No, John, we can post it. You can post it on 7:30. You can read it. You can read it in the minutes. You can post it on 7:30 too. Do you have another objection? John?
No.
Regis? Okay, thank you. Any other public comments?
Jerk.
Anne Marie Ashley?
Annie.
Who?
Anne Marie Ashley?
Oh.
Hi there, Anne-Marie Ashley, 387 Holiday Park. I do not believe that the bylaws needed to be changed for the meeting time because if you read what it says meetings of the Board of Trustees shall be held on the second and fourth Monday of each month at the hour of 7 p.m. unless otherwise rescheduled by the Board of Trustees or the chairperson. So it's not necessary to change anything because you can make that meeting anytime you want. And it says as long as you notify everybody that the meeting was being rescheduled to a certain time. So I think 1:30 is an awesome time. I never went to 7 o'clock meetings because I'm not old, but it was too late for me. Thank you.
Me too.
My answer to that is since we're going to be in a regular meeting for one, what happened? Am I still there?
Yes, you're here.
Oh, okay. My computer did something. since they're going to be regularly meeting at 1:30, I thought just to change it to that. So, like I said, so we don't hear the complaints. That's all.
I have something to say.
Go ahead, Russ.
As long as I've been here, the last 16 years, we've always had a 7 o'clock meeting, and everybody I know likes a 7 o'clock meeting. The majority of the folks like a 7 o'clock meeting. They're done with doctor's appointments, they're done with shopping, and have a chance to go to the meeting. I will go along with changing the meeting temporarily as long as the pandemic is in effect. But once it goes back, I would like to go back to 7:30.
No, 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Okay. Marcia Shearer's next.
Holiday Park. I had a question, Joanne, on your remark about Zoom meetings. Are not Palm Bay and Brevard County all doing now open meetings because the governor said that these meetings are supposed to be open? Can you hear me, Joanne?
I can. I don't know if they're open meetings. I have not been personally to one of them. Have you?
Well, when I read their announcements, they say that they're open meetings. And I'm just wondering if we need to check into this as a government agency. We can't play both sides of this card. Sometimes we're government and sometimes we aren't. If we're restricted as a, under government rules, we might be required to have open meetings.
We have open meetings.
No, that you're a meeting in person. This is what they're saying now. This is what Brevard and Palm Bay are doing. And I think the governor said that you can still do it with a quorum. As long as you have 5 people, whatever your quorum would be, here, 5 people are in attendance. The other 3 or 4, well, let's talk about Cindy's case. She doesn't want to come. She could do the Zoom meeting and be at home. So I think this question needs to go to your lawyer because I feel
we can ask him tomorrow. That's okay. A good question to put up. We'll see if we can sneak that in tomorrow.
I think Cindy did a lot of research on this. And I think Cindy, are you there?
Yes. Governor DeSantis allowed for the quorum, as he said, allowing public opportunity to attend the board meeting via any avenue electronically provided. Being we are a retirement community, elderly individuals, we fall under that category where we have to protect the residents first and foremost. So now you want to open up the meetings at the clubhouse. That's just not a safe thing. Also, regarding the pandemic, the Florida Attorney General legal opinion, until determined otherwise, they are to hold meetings via telephone, Zoom, anything like that, just because it's safety for the community. And there have been no other updates from the Florida Attorney General. So that has not changed yet. His opinion is still to continue with Zoom meetings or telephone meetings.
Okay, we'll try to sneak that question in to the attorney tomorrow. I personally, I'm not opening. I don't want to go in the rec hall. I'm not going to do it. So we can take it from there, everybody. I could care less, but I'm not doing it. So that's for me. I don't see why the bylaws need to be physically changed. We made a motion to change it. 1:30, it's published, it's announced, it's been, so I don't see why we have to change it. I think, as I said, we've announced it, it's, everyone knows it's at 1:30, we haven't changed it back. So for me, I don't particularly understand the reasoning to change the bylaw in itself.
I agree.
The only thing I would say is, I agree with you. But I want to say, do we need to make a motion that until further notice we have them at 1:30, or have we already made a motion that they're it's over? Okay, I don't know what the motion was.
The motion on the floor is.
I know that motion.
Well, that we have to finish that one first.
Okay.
Let's finish that. So the motion on the floor is to change the bylaws to read from 7 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Is there any more public discussion or trustee discussion? Let's take a vote on that. All in favor of changing the bylaws as stated in the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
I think I don't think we have to take a poll. I think it was shot down. Is there any some other? Keith, did you want to make some other type of vote?
I just was asking, the motion we made to change these meetings, how was the motion made until further notice, or did we just pick out a couple meetings?
No, we said until further notice.
And I don't think we need to do anything.
I don't think so either. All right, so the meetings will continue via Zoom at 1:30 until further notice, or there is no pandemic. Good luck with that. Go ahead.
Can I ask you a question? It's Sherry Moore. I've been, my internet.
You're breaking up, Sherry.
Sherry. I know I'm missing a lot of conversation.
You're seeing what?
My internet is a lot of attention. My internet is not working well. I'm on a
Sherry, check your settings on the bottom right-hand side of your computer. Check your volume where your little microphone is and see if you can turn it way down. Or if you can, move to another room.
Okay, let's continue with the meeting if we can. The next thing on the agenda is there had been discussion regarding the computer access for the manager at her home. It was never resolved whether that was you're going to continue to allow that or if it was going to be nixed. So anybody have any thoughts or discussion on that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I feel that our district manager should be able to have the computer available because she is out of the office doing stuff. And we have people in the office to talk to people who come there. And that way it makes it more, she can get more done and it's more efficient. I would agree. Maybe not, I don't know if you can restrict any part, but she should be able to work on her work that's at the office.
The only thing that I use home. With TeamViewer is just my reports. I can check my email from my personal computer, but it is just my reports. What else, Stacy? Basically, it's just clerical. It has nothing to do with QuickBooks or the financials or anything so far as the treasurer's stuff goes. It's just basically admin clerical things.
But do you still have, if you wanted to, would you have had access to those other things that you just discussed?
See, no, absolutely not. Nothing. It's just viewing like violations. Say if I bring violations home and I want to finish those up, I can. But as far as anything to do with money or the operations of the park, absolutely not, other than what I just mentioned.
Okay, let's understand each other very clearly. Are you saying that you don't do it or you can't do
it? I can't. I can't and I don't.
And why is that?
Because I don't have access. All the passwords and so forth are here. And this particular team viewer, it's not to facilitate stuff like that. It's just like I said, just clerical.
Okay.
Well, if she doesn't have access, then we can turn team viewer off if she doesn't have access to that.
I'm sorry, say that again, Cindy. What?
If she doesn't have access to team viewer at home, like she's saying, then there's no problem in turning team viewer off. And I don't see how in a 40-hour work week, she cannot get done what every other manager has accomplished in a 40-hour work week.
I do, Cindy, but sometimes there's things that come up that I can do after hours or that just makes things run a little bit smoother. It doesn't happen all the time. Or if I want to check something, and if I'm being made aware of something over the weekend, I can instead of coming into the office.
Any
because
other?
Because I get it. Having access to the clerical end of things. What I'm understanding is the team viewer is what you do have access to, right, Cherie?
Yes.
And the I'm assuming that all our financials and personnel records are on a different drive within
totally
the office.
Different. That's within QuickBooks. Yes. And even with QuickBooks, I am totally restricted. The only thing I can ever do is view that. I have no authority, passwords, anything to the financials, nor do I want it.
Who does have that?
That would be Keith.
I do.
So you're the only one that has the password, Keith?
We have, the TD has set us up with tokens that we have, and they're all in the safe. When we go in, we can get on that way, and we have to have that password when we get on. And so, I'm the one that can do the financials, and so can Cindy will get into QuickBooks to do the checks and stuff like that. But yeah, it's pretty tight in the office.
Okay. Any other comments from the trustees? No? Does anybody want to make a motion regarding?
I make a motion that we let the district manager have access to what she has now at home on the computer.
Is there a second?
I second it.
Cheryl Moore. Okay. Is there any further comment or questions? Hearing none, we'll take a vote. All in favor of allowing the district manager to continue having access to just, what was it called?
Team viewer.
Team viewer.
Team viewer.
I'm sorry, I was muted.
From
yes.
Our home.
And I would love if, on an individual basis, if any one of you would like to stop in and see how it works. It's very simple.
Okay. All right. We have a motion on the floor. To allow you to continue to work, or to Cherie Morris to continue have access to team whatever. I'm losing it.
Team viewer.
Team viewer, thank you. Just fill in the words. Team viewer from her home. Please say aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
Hearing none, motion carries.
No, Cindy said no.
Oh, Cindy, no.
Okay. So do I need to take a roll call of yeses and noes, or is that the only no so I can document it?
Any other trustee have a no vote? That's it.
Okay.
Speed bumps. Bob Shortledge, do you have any kind of report?
Yes, I do. Okay, first thing is what I know everybody was concerned was about the ambulances coming in and out of here and the speed bumps. I've talked to several people. I've got some pros and cons. One thing I did talk to is my son-in-law, who has been a paramedic on there for 20 years.
Go ahead.
And I know everybody was saying, well, what if they're trying to put an IV in when they go over to speed bump and all? He assured me, before a patient is even moved, they are stabilized. That's the number one thing when they go out on a call, is to stabilize a patient. The only time they ever move without stabilization, if it's an emergency and they got to get to the hospital right now. No ifs, ands, or buts. Okay, on that part, what I did is I went and I looked for speed bumps and speed humps. So what I did there is I did... got some prices, and also a speed hump is 3 to 6 inches in height. It's got a 12-inch travel. Travel is what your tire rolls over, and reduces speeds to 2 to 5 miles an hour. A speed hump is 3 to 4 inches in height, 24 to 36-inch travel. It reduces speeds to 10 to 15 miles an hour. All these speed bumps and or have reflectors built in, and all these prices I'm going to give you are for the speed bump and or speed hump with the signs before each side. So the prices for a speed bump will range anywhere from $800 to $2,300. A speed hump, I personally am leaning towards a speed hump because, number one, it will slow them down to what our speed is now, 15 mile an hour. I personally went down in front of Annette's house, and I seen some things. There was, matter of fact, not one UPS, it was the other one, came through. He was speeding. I just yelled out, I said, hey, slow down. He yelled something back and sped up. And also, you know, there's other people that saying that that's a dangerous corner, and it is dangerous. I've been down at the dark time, and it is dark. And so I've did a lot on that. I've witnessed some speeding down there, and I feel it is in the board's responsibility for the public safety out there. I don't know how many speed bumps, speed humps that we want, but right now I would like to make a motion for the purchase of a speed hump and two signs to be placed at 409 Holiday Park.
What do we have now? Are they humps or bumps?
Well, what we have right now is in between the speed bump and a speed bump.
No, it's got to be one or the other.
They are speed bumps because you have to slow considerably over top of them. A speed hump, if you look at it and take a 3-foot span, it's less of a bump when you go over it. It's more fragile. Okay.
All right, so here's the thing. In all honesty, Bob, and everybody else, do you really, all right, that could be a safety feature. I'll go along with that part, but really, 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 that guy that was in that truck, do you think he's really going to slow down anywhere else? Do you think anybody else is going to slow down?
Nope.
Hell no. If there's a rule to be made in here, fine. They will break it. Someone will find a way to break it. So whether you make it 15 miles an hour in here, 20 miles an hour, as it is in most other places, I'll go along with that. 15, 20 miles, doesn't make a difference.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you. People are not going to slow down. Matter of fact, sometimes I even catch myself. I look down, I'm like, oh, I'm going too fast. So I do slow down. But maybe, like I said, maybe just not one speed hump, but a couple or two, three. I don't know what the answer is. But the thing of it is, somehow, especially that corner I looked at, and it is a dangerous curve there. So, you know, maybe we want to look at other places. Maybe you don't want to do it at all, or maybe we want to hire you as a cop or something. I don't know.
I'm wondering how, I mean, before you approach that curve, there's a full stop sign. Is it there?
Yes.
No, it's way.
So how fast could you pick up to go past there that it's so dangerous?
There is no stop sign. If you're taking center, go straight around. There is no stop sign whatsoever.
Right. He's right. There's no stop sign before the curve.
Maybe that's what you really need, because once you come to a full stop, if you come to a full stop, that's another story too. I mean,
you make it a three-way stop.
Signs, whatever.
Yes,
you
do. That was my suggestion.
Stop signs may not stop you, but they do slow them down.
Yeah, I think, you know, at least you stop, and before you could accelerate, you wouldn't be going 30 miles an hour around towards Annette's house, which is right across from Little Court, I believe. Is that correct?
Statement I'd have to make here. My thing is, it's just like Bob says, if you tell somebody to slow down, they give you the finger and then they go faster. I've been to three or four other parks, some in this area, some in other areas, and a lot of them have those speed signs of how fast you're going. If you're going to be putting many speed bumps in, the cost of those signs is less than the speed bump. And I think more people get a conscience when they can see for themselves how fast they're going. to, if we're going to be spending money on something, I think the signs that tell people how fast they're going would be more of a way to slow them down than they, than a bump that says, or somebody, as you say, as anybody says, somebody yells at you, you're going too fast. They want to talk back to you. Where if it, they can just read a sign, then they think, oh, maybe, but whatever. I'm not really crazy about speed bumps either. I'm, cause they're going to go that fast anyway. And, I just soon see a stop sign or some type of a sign that restricts their speed on their own.
Yeah, I totally agree with you all, but there, we have to do something. Whether, you know, I don't look at a speed bump. I'm more leaning, like I said, toward the speed hump because it's gradual. But we have to do something in this park because and every day by my house, it's a long stretch here, and you would not believe.
And another good thing about it is the fact of, you can, those digital signs, you can move them to different areas, different weeks, to kind of, you know, where a speed bump, you can't move around.
Like, okay, I agree. We got to do something.
I checked the prices on a speed reader, and they were used was $950, and that was on eBay. But the, a new one would cost anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000.
I haven't seen them for $2,500, but yeah, they're up there.
They're up there in price, yeah. You know, we're all having the same problem. I live on Greenview, and this is like a throughway here, too. I've even slowed down my neighbors. They're speeding so fast, and they got mad at me. But no matter what part of the park we go in, people are going over the speed limit.
All right, can I just say, Bob made a motion. We didn't get it seconded, and we're having discussion. We're going out of sequence for my minutes. So, we're not supposed to have a discussion until after a vote, correct?
Okay. No. Negative. No. After a second.
I'm not a vote. Need a motion and a second.
Motion.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we didn't. So, she's 100% correct. We did not have a second. I only wrote down Bob Shortledge.
Yeah.
Is there? Oh, all right. So he made a motion to purchase a speed hump. Is there a second for that? With no second, that motion fails. Absolutely. Is there any other motion? Is there anything else that you think we could possibly do? I'll make a motion to at least put up a couple of more full stop signs.
Yes.
Where you might feel they would be worth putting in.
Yep. I believe if we have the three stop signs there, I think that would be effective, at least slow things down a little bit. That's my opinion. That,
you're talking about Center and Holiday Park Boulevard.
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
How about even coming out of, say, Greenview onto Holiday Park Boulevard? I mean, if we put those down, at least they have to come to a full stop, and it does take a little more before they accelerate. So I just think the other things, one, they're not good on most cars. I know I had a brother-in-law who would not come in here with his sports car because it would drag on those.
Joanne, did you make a motion or not? We're, again, getting discussion without a second.
I'm making a speech.
Okay, I'll take you off the motion then.
I made the motion. I made a motion to investigate the placing of additional stop signs in critical areas.
How about that? I second the motion.
Russ, was that you?
Yes.
Thank you. So it's investigating stop signs where they might be beneficial.
I think so. And yeah, if at the next workshop meeting, Cherie, maybe you could come back with some suggestions of how many there would be. And do we know the price on any of those, by the way? Anybody? No?
I like that idea, Bev. Did you finding the speed reader for $950? That's really good.
Yeah, that was on
that was
Facebook, though, you know?
You said that was used.
So you don't know the
That's
conditions.
Okay. Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. Okay. So go I made ahead. A motion. It was second. Is there any further discussion on looking into additional full stop signs? Hearing them, we'll take a vote. All in favor, additional stop, looking into additional stop signs, please say yes. Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. So Cherie, you want to do that? And I don't know, Bob Shortlist, did you want to look into that too?
Yeah, if you want me to.
Sure. Sure, why not?
All right, great.
Yeah, we'll keep you busy and out of your wife's hair.
Thank you. Thank you. And she thanks you.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay.
Excuse me, before we make a vote, are we supposed to have a discussion?
Public discussion.
You didn't have a open to the public.
All right, John, hang on.
We forgot that.
I have people here raising their hands and no one's even calling on them.
John, we have several more people that are wanting to mention something, so just hang on.
Right, but you can't do a vote until after the discussion.
And I believe, John, you had made a comment earlier, and I just read it, that Cherie made a motion. She did not make any motions.
Okay, and also the city of Palm Bay is holding open meetings.
Good. That's wonderful.
Yeah, good for them.
Okay.
Yeah, we can have public comment right now.
Okay.
We did skip that part. So do you have does anyone have public comment?
Jim, did you have a comment? Jim Gahan?
Oh, no.
Anne-Marie has a comment.
Hold on, everybody.
Anne-Marie?
Hold on 1 second. Somebody's at my house. Hold on.
You going to go to Anne-Marie next?
You want me to wait till she gets back?
Can I say something about speed humps?
After I talk.
All there are just launching pads to go faster.
Faster, that's right.
It's like taking off from an aircraft carrier.
There you go, Russ.
I mean, it just levels out the playing field.
Back, sorry about that. Okay. So is there any other discussion about speech?
Yep. Am I up?
Is anything?
Anne-Marie.
Okay. Anne-Marie Ashley again, 387 Holiday Park. The stop sign, I suggested that well over a year ago. I wrote up a suggestion and put it in the box. Not only would it slow down the traffic, but it would prevent accidents, because when you're coming out of Holiday Park and making a left or a right on Center Lane, those people think that, or the opposite. When I'm coming on Center Lane, they think I'm supposed to stop and they go ahead of you.
Yeah,
that would slow down traffic there. 387 Holiday Park is where I live. There are people that speed by here every single day. A couple of weeks ago, two of my neighbors and I sat outside. We were telling people to slow down, slow down. Well, now I've got a resident in the park that is becoming a little vicious. He now beeps his horn every time he goes by my house. He saw me walk in my door. He verbally attacked me. And I'm not going to repeat what he said because it was pretty bad. I told him Merry Christmas and continued on my way. I went and checked today. I know where he lives. He's not an owner. He's a renter. Just saying.
Let me know.
I don't know what to do about him. I will let
you know. Oh, I do. Let me know.
I will definitely let you know, because he's definitely speeding. He just got a brand new car too.
Maybe you should tell me right now.
You want his license plate number?
Sure.
Okay. Well, the address is 325 Holiday Park Boulevard. And I can't find his license plate number. Hang on.
I can get that from him, Anne-Marie. Most importantly, the address I have.
When Anne-Marie finishes.
Q is in Queen. E is in Edward. M is in Mary. Dash. D is in Dog 401. It's a white Chevy. Yeah. Lastly, about the speed thing that you put up. Is there any possible way to go to the police department and ask if we could borrow one for a while? Or rent it or something?
Can I speak?
I'm sorry, I missed that, Anne-Marie. Can you repeat that, please?
Is there any way to go to the police department and ask if we can borrow one of those speed radar machines and put it in here?
We can ask.
I got them. I got them to have them come in. They allowed us for one day to have that.
I remember that. We did have it in here one day. We did. We might be able to do it again.
We moved it to two different places.
Right. Annette Regis is going to have her arm fall off if she doesn't. Okay, come on, Annette.
There's a little hand at the bottom of your screen. You press that, it's raising your hand.
Can I speak? Thank you. I'm glad that you all are really, interested in stop signs. We have a stop sign over here at Holiday Park where it separates Holiday Park and Center Lane. They come through it. That is not the issue right now. Most people will stop there. What we're talking about is the curve that comes by Jimmy Ferris' house that comes along. Now, I understand you all are not interested in it because most of you live on cul-de-sacs. I'm very upset about this because I live in an area where they come around like they're on Daytona. Now, I have to tell you, I don't know where you're going to stick that stop sign, but it's not going to do any good over here. There is one over there. They don't pay attention. The only way they're going to stop is a speed bump. We have a sign up in this area, slow down, blind woman, blind person in area. They don't pay attention to that. Yes, that's right. Jeanette is legally blind. The poor woman can't cross the street because she's afraid of being hit. Now, if you don't want it in your little area, that's fine. But I'm just getting on notice that if I definitely hold the park and the trustees responsible. I am entitled to be safe. You talk about closing the clubhouse for safety of residents, and then you don't care about people walking out here, walking, riding their bikes, walking their dogs. Well, come over here at night and sit outside this strip of Holiday Park, and then give me a good answer as to why I'm not pushing for a speed bump. You think it's all funny? It's not funny. More than enough times I've been cursed at. I had a man follow me around the park to curse me out. I have had people stop and do hand gestures because I asked them to stop speeding. I don't care what they do in their life. I have a family and grandchildren I'd like to see grow up. But callously, it appears that you all think it's just something, oh, just put a little speed bump or just put a little flashing light. For goodness sake, I told you, they don't even pay attention to that on the highway. Do you honestly believe they're even going to pay attention here?
Annette, what would you propose? Just curious.
Put the darn speed bump somewhere near my house. If anybody else wants one, fine, but somewhere to stop this. I nearly got clipped 2 nights ago because my neighbor was parked in his driveway about 4 days ago. And I was coming out, and they came around that corner, two vehicles, one after another, so fast that I had to run back in my driveway. Now, that's not fair to me. And I walk at night with a flashlight. My dogs have flashing collars. I've tried every measure, but there's people in this park that are just not going to pay attention to flashing lights, stop signs, or anything else. One woman in the park nearly was killed. You all didn't discuss that, did you? She ran to get away from somebody speeding at her.
Annette, your time is up. The board has already given what they feel their suggestions are.
Thank you. So I'm just voicing my opinion. I have a right. I'm a resident in here. I'm just...
Good.
Okay. Anybody else have anything else to say? Okay. Well, apparently we're going to look into stop signs. And if you think it's necessary to rethink this, sleep on it. We could bring it up at another meeting.
Hello.
Mr. Addy?
One comment on the speed bump that you might try, or the speed hump, is take, instead of going straight across the lane, go halfway across the lane and stagger the rest of it 10 feet away and finish going across the lane. And instead of the thump bump in unison, which doesn't seem to slow anybody down, the sideways motion of thump thump tends to slow them down.
That's a good point.
But I don't know whether the city, do you have permission in the park to put them in without city approval?
I believe we do.
We
do our own roads, correct?
Yeah, we do we own our roads, so we do what we want with them.
Still, the public comes in because they go to make a delivery to... go to somebody's house. Somebody might come in as a person to assist somebody that needs care in their home. And I don't know how that would react to that. but I've seen the staggered bump used in a few places, and boy, it'll rattle your teeth if you're going fast.
I have an thought, ones that we have up north in the park that I'm there for a few months in the summer, it's not a permanent one. They are humped up and they're rubberized with, I'm assuming, like stakes that can be driven down in. What could, is it possible that we could get one of those or several of those, because then you could stagger them like Bob is saying, and put them in that area where Regus's live and see what kind of reaction we get from the cars that go through there. And I mean, I don't know how much they cost, and if they work, great. And if they don't, then Annette, I don't know what we're going to do.
Cheryl,
but
Cheryl, I think what you're talking about is what I had suggested that you look at. I think that's what's in the parking lot by City Hall. As you go towards the, to go into the DeGroote Library, that's what they have over there. And I suggested that they look at those because they're not excessive, but they make you slow down. And I think, I'm not sure, but I think they are portable. In other words, they can be moved to another area because I think they are like bolted or something.
The speed humps that I have here, they are portable. You bolt them into the ground. They can be taken out and moved and put anywhere else. Yes.
I make a motion that we get those and install them at that corner, at that curve, at staggered increments.
Once they go over that speed bump, it's all downhill, and that's where people pick up their speed.
I second your motion.
All right,
thank you.
And what are we looking? I'm sorry, there's a motion, but for what, Cheryl? The ones that you're just discussing, or the ones that
put in the portable or whatever you call them, rubberized, that are staked down as opposed to the road concrete that's painted. Put those in, and put them in at, so by the right link, so that's only halfway in the lane, and the other half further down, as Bob Addy suggested, and let's find out if we can solve this problem at that corner. I don't know how much they cost. Is that the one you were talking about, Bob?
Yeah, these speed humps, like I said, these are not concrete. These are rubber, and they're recirculated again. But anyway, those are the speed humps, and they do bolt down, and they are anywhere, and what I got for is to go completely across the street, but you can split them in half, which is...
I think that's... Why didn't you say that in the first place, Bob?
Oh, I'm sorry. They're anywhere from, let's see, what did I say, $800 and up, so I say let's go for the not really cheaper ones. They're made, like I said, they're made out of rubber. They can be bolted down. They can be pulled up and moved anywhere your little heart desires. And I'm sure if this passes, I will get with Cherie and I will show her on the internet where we can order them and get them in here ASAP.
Well, I like the idea of what Mr. Addy said, half on one side of the road, the other half down further on another side. That makes them slow down twice.
Absolutely.
And I think that would probably be more effective.
I totally agree.
I agree. So are these humps or bumps, Bob?
These are humps. These
humps.
Are humps.
Thank you. Just want to get the motion correct.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so you're making a motion, and I'll second that motion.
I already seconded.
Oh, you already seconded. You can wake me up anytime during this.
Okay. Now discussion. We need public discussion. Trustee discussion.
Yeah, I have a question. How many are we talking to getting, and where are we putting them? And how much are going to cost?
It's we're probably what they are is that some of them are like 3 foot wide, and you can put them together to make sections. So we're going to get approximately, I think the road is 22 foot wide. So we're going to, and you don't put them from end to end. So it'll be a 20 foot, it'll be a 10 footer and a 10 footer. And my suggestion, what I'm calling get from Addy, they would probably be 20, 30 feet apart. So it would slow you down considerably. And
but that means you need four of them, Bob, right?
No, no.
Yes.
You only need two. You need 2 10-footers. One for one side of the street coming up and one for the other side of the street going down. Is that what he's talking about, or is he talking about?
No, I think, Bob, correct me, but I think he means two on one side of the street. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, but wouldn't these cars be able to get around that? Would they just drive on the other side of the road?
That's why you need four.
If you put them 20 feet apart, people are going to zigzag around them.
Yes.
But what I'm suggesting is you put one in each direction in the lane. You can line that up. But take that 10-footer in the lane, cut it in half, and put 5 feet, like 10 feet beyond the other one. And that sets the car in a rocking motion like a boat on a rough ocean. And that prevents them. If they're only 5 or 10 feet apart, when you come up, for example, if the first bump is on the left side, it hits the front left tire. And if you go 5 more feet, it catches the front left tire.
Is this what you're talking about?
And then it'll catch the back. Yes.
I like it, Bob.
Yep.
Going to be dangerous for some drivers?
Yes.
If they're speeding.
Speed bumps are dangerous to some drivers, but if they're going the speed limit and it's a hump, they shouldn't have a problem.
Okay.
If they do, the greater thing is maybe they shouldn't be on the road because one, they're speeding, and two, they're hitting the bump and they don't know what to do about it.
Right. Okay.
But
Great idea.
It's just an idea to try. If it works, great. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But you can pull them up and move them to another location. And you could actually put them down in one location, keep them there for a couple of 3 weeks. And once people get used to it, move the darn things 250 feet down the street and catch them by surprise the next day.
Andrea, I believe you had a comment.
I did. I think if we're going to stagger a product like that, I think we need to check with the manufacturer something to make sure how safe it is for vehicles going over it at the appropriate speed, number one. And number two, I did a lot of research on speed humps versus speed bumps. And what you're talking about, speed humps, is exactly what all the research says is much, much better than speed bumps. They say that people speed up for speed bumps because it's more comfortable. If you're going 30 to 40 miles per hour over a speed bump, your shock absorbers will take that. Now you're gonna have to bring your car to the shop, but delivery drivers don't care, which is maybe why we see them whipping over the speed bumps. Speed humps are designed differently. So the slower you go, the more comfortable it is over the speed hump. Is all I have sites for the research. So speed humps would be better if we're going to do something of that nature, but we should really be checking to see about staggering the product. That's very scary. I don't want to be bringing my vehicle in. I live on the same road as Annette and John. I live down about 5 houses. I live next door to Russ at 1102 Greenview Court on the corner of Holiday Park Boulevard, and I have no issues. I would like to see nothing done, but I understand that I'm not out walking my dog 10 times a day. You know, people have different needs and different things. So I would be for speed humps, but not taking them apart like that unless you check that that's a sound idea. I am all for stop signs. There is not a stop sign anywhere there going on Holiday Park Boulevard. So I do believe in that, but I think we need to be very careful with humps or bumps. There are liabilities for bicycles, scooters, motorcycles. Those all have a hard time going over speed products, and a lot of people in the park drive them. All right. Thank you.
Okay. We had a motion and a second. Is there any more discussion from the public? And the motion, Cheryl, I'm lost it just a little bit. Was it to purchase?
Yes.
To go ahead and purchase?
Purchase and install the boltable, movable, rubberized speed humps.
How many?
That's staggered.
20 feet. Thing.
How many?
Total, 20 feet total would be 2 tens.
Okay.
Well,
20 feet
fives.
Of
four or five.
So you're being specific, we're doing, right. Okay, good.
And two signs to go with total. It before them.
And you and but we don't really know the price because you have to look that up.
Yeah, yeah, we have to research. It'd be anywhere from 800, I think 800 to 1500 hours would probably be about it.
And
so you mean a sign? So you mean the signs that warn people there's a speed hump ahead?
Yes, yes, you need definitely need those. That,
okay.
That, you
know,
you don't want to be liable.
Signs. Okay.
The other I have one. Okay. Are we still discussing this? Because I have. What does it do? What does do to the street when you bowl them down and then take them out? Does it hurt the integrity of the street?
No, it leaves about a half inch hole.
And how many?
Eight of them across.
That could probably be filled in.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Take a vote. All in favor of the purchase of two speed humps at right now an unknown cost, unless you want to amend that motion to not to exceed a certain price. Hearing not. Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? I'm going to
aye. Vote.
I oppose that also.
And who is the other opposed?
Russ Livermore.
Keith.
Keith. Okay.
Keith. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Are we still looking into stop signs just out of curiosity?
I hope so, because I really think stop signs should go at the end of each of the those, especially Greenview and Sunflower.
Absolutely.
Kind of cross, okay.
They should be at the end of those streets.
We have stop signs on Greenview.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't
at
help.
At the end of each street?
Yeah.
At the end of each street?
Yeah, it doesn't help.
Nothing will.
No.
People are going to disobey and they do what they want.
Yep.
Well, hopefully once they put these speed humps in, if they work, we can do it throughout the park wherever there's a problem.
Oh, that's...
That's terrible.
That's for another board to discuss. That's certainly not for me to discuss. You're not going to get approval from me on that one. Okay.
No,
okay. There's discussion regarding the employee gifts and possibly a luncheon. Cherie, would you like to take it from there? Is she on? Is Cherie there?
Yeah, she's muted.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. So far as a luncheon is concerned, I have discussed this with the staff and we're okay with not having a lunch.
Yeah.
I would like, though, to ask the board to consider giving an extra bonus, whether it be a $20 gift certificate to all of the gate staff. They have been absolutely wonderful throughout this whole pandemic. They haven't skipped a beat. We've had a few little minor hiccups, but they have just been wonderful. And
how many guys?
I would like the board to consider giving them a little extra this year.
So, but this paper that we got, are you suggesting that everything be kept the same as then last year? Is that what
I think so, unless the board wants to maybe do a 5% increase.
No.
No.
I just didn't know what this was about. Okay.
I just wanted you guys to have a guideline.
So these are to the 2019 gift cards that went out. So yes. We're looking at employees. Obviously, some are no longer here, so they would not be included in the list. So they would not be getting a gift card.
Correct.
Correct. And the amounts you're saying, pretty much the same, only you're saying maybe the gate people get a little extra.
I would like to see them say get a $20 gift certificate to Publix.
Well, wait a minute, you're giving it
in addition to what
in addition
here.
Or give them something, just recognition.
And
what was it from last year? Is it a $25 gift card? Are these all gift cards that were written down here?
These were Visa cards from TD Bank.
Okay. So
remember I questioned that cash amount. It was the bank. That's what this was. I would like to see Earl's go up to the same as Jose's.
And I feel the same way.
Thank you. Yes.
He's a hard
Earl's worker. A worker.
Yes, he is.
Well, we're
so do we have to vote on this or can
what I guess I'm would like to know how many gift certificates, since this was 2019 and some of the numbers are changed, how many
we have 13 total stacks.
Okay. We have 13. Jose's still there. Earl's still there.
Add Derek.
James is still here. So we're pretty much looking at what's there, crossing off the ones that aren't here. Do we have any extras that we've replaced? How many different? I like more of a number than just.
We have 13 staff.
13?
Yes.
And then on top, that includes the gate people.
Yes. If you cross off Bruce Gilbert and Luciano Carlucci, the list.
Lori Lyon.
Correct, but then you put in Stacy Pollock. However, she's a new hire. She's been with since November 13th.
Well, if they vote to increase Earl's, then I would say then James Heron, who's been here for 26 years, should get at least the same as the other two.
Amen.
Okay. I agree wholeheartedly. We have to remember a lot of different factors and look at the whole picture. Earl was furloughed throughout the pandemic. We're also having to shuffle around our. So I don't know how the board wants to.
I understand. Earl hasn't come through the pandemic as much as Jose has been there and done for us.
Earl was laid off. It wasn't his fault.
I don't think.
No, I'm just saying, Jose could have done the same thing, but we needed people.
Well, the whole reason why Earl was furloughed was because he was not able to service the pool. So we had at that time Wayne Oakes, who was a part timer. So he became essential because he was able to clean the filters, check the chemicals, and keep the pool running according to the Florida Health Department standards. So had that been something Earl could have done, of course, certainly he would not have been furloughed. And I had discussed this with Joanne. And at that time, Joanne said, well, you all need, or you need to get more people certified CPO'd. And since then, we're trying to get people more involved with the maintenance of the pool. Stacy is a...
What would you say? You're certified.
She's able to, and I am too. I'm able to check the chemicals and so forth. So that's where I stand.
All right, let's get through this. We have a list here, and let's just see if everybody agrees.
Jose? Question?
Sure.
Isn't part of this increase for Jose was because he was a supervisor? He was the head person?
He does the work around the pool and cleaning inside. He's always doing something. I'm down to the pool quite often.
Jose? He's talking Jose.
He's talking Jose? No.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, not Jose. Jose's sitting in the closet a lot.
There's a lot of things that are done inside that people don't know about. Number one, Jose's not full-time. He never has been since I've started. He is in charge of ordering all of the custodial supplies. He is pretty much the troubleshooter for the electrical plumbing.
I don't believe Earl does any of that, does he?
No, he does not.
I'd like to go through this list right now without any further discussion. Let's go through this list and let's make a decision. These are gift cards for Christmas, people. It's not a salary increase. It's
exactly. It's a one-time thing.
A one-time thing.
Right.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah, everybody.
Hello.
Okay. Jose Rivera, $100. Do we have anything changing on that? Earl was $50. It was recommended he go up to $100. Is anybody?
I'd say 70.
I don't think. I don't. I think Jose has a lot more skills and does a lot more for the park that we need to get.
It has nothing to do with skills. It's a Christmas gift.
It's employees.
Okay, then give them all the same. Give them all the same if we're not going to give them a bonus on how much they could do for the park.
I'd like to see Earl get $75.
I'd like to see Earl get $100 because they're all employees. They all add to the park.
Yeah.
And then that way we have to have them all the same. If they're just if the requirement is employee, then they're employee.
Full-time employee, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I agree.
Which I think there's only like two full-time, aren't there? Three?
Four. Well, wait a minute. Hold on, people.
Oh, they're not full-time.
Hold on. Everybody take a breath. You're talking about employees. You've got different categories of employees. You've got a district manager. You have office personnel. You have custodial. You've got, I mean, if you're saying every full-time employee is going to get $100, Then make that across the board. If you're doing it by
department
or whatever, I don't know. You're certainly not doing it by the years employed because, as I said, James Heron has been here 26 years. The man is getting $75. That's disgraceful.
Yes, I agree.
Personally, I think that's disgraceful.
And well, can we do it by hours? And then you've got, if you're full-time, it's 100. If you're 20 to 30 hours, it's 75, and be very clear cut as to who gets how much. Is that, I don't know what hours people, I can't find my hours thing you gave me to read that you gave us.
Jose's only, he's not working a 40-hour week.
Neither is Earl.
That's right.
So we can't go by that.
No, and Earl was furloughed for several weeks as well. So we're doing the compensation based on hours. I don't think that's going to work either.
I'm not saying hours for the year. I'm saying hours that they're scheduled.
We have three employees that work for us full time. Jose, Earl, and James, right? Why wouldn't they three just get the same?
They should. And you know what? We're not talking about breaking the bank here.
Absolutely.
It's a holiday. Right. It's a very bad time.
I can
make a motion. Okay. Not that we need a motion, but my suggestion is $100 for each one of them.
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay.
I'll make the motion. Keith will make the motion. Each get $100.
Second.
Second it.
Right.
Are we doing motions on this?
Just the first three. Just the first three.
There was only discussion on the agenda. We didn't have to vote on it. But this is the suggestion, and this is what we're doing. The first.
And this is just with Jose, Earl, and James, right? Correct.
Okay. Now we have a new employee, Stacy, and we have Kathy Richardson in the office.
Okay. Cherie is 200, right?
Well, that's
I'm not worried about me. Let's take care of the girls.
Okay.
Kathy's been here over 3 years. I say Kathy should get $100.
I agree because as she stepped in for an awful lot of things.
I second that.
And Stacy is new, but from what I see and what I've witnessed, she's a stellar employee, and we're very happy.
Yeah, I'm going to let the board decide that.
So I'm just going to say in the spirit of just Christmas, I just think all the full-time employees, she all get $100. That's all I'm going to say about that.
I agree.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
And do you agree on Cherie with for $200?
Yeah, well, maybe we can discuss that.
I have no problem with that.
I have no problem with it.
Okay.
Neither do I.
For all of the gate personnel, why don't we just say all across the board, give everybody $50.
I took the words right out of my mouth.
Sounds great to me.
Is that okay?
Yes.
I think it's great. Now, okay. Is Derek,
I would like to,
or Dwayne, who's
the, for the gatehouse, I would like to give Steve
Woolbridge.
He is just wonderful.
Oh, well, no, he's got $100, yes, too. He's been with us forever.
Can we keep it that at 100 as well?
Yes.
How about
he acts as a supervisor most of the time anyway.
Exactly.
Okay, are we finished with that?
Yeah.
What about Derek? Who's this Derek person? I'm sorry, I've never met him, but he's on the schedule.
He is right now part-time. He used to work for us with the lawn crew.
I want to say this. Derek was wonderful when he was here with the grounds. That's why he's hired back. He does groundwork. He knows the grounds. He is always willing to get out there and trim trees, clean the toilets, computer.
Well, he's
work.
An employee. He needs to be on the list, right?
Yeah.
He's brand new. Sorry, I didn't get him on there. I would like to see him at $50 also.
So all full-time employees get 100, except for Steve Wildridge, who's also going to get 100, and everyone else 50 and 2. Okay.
Gate at 50, Sheree at 200, Derek at 50.
Right. Okay. Very okay.
Nice. Okay. We have all the gatehouse people on here. I think there's somebody missing, and Ward or something like that, or is that Ward Collins?
No, that's the gate. The guy at the gate. Rick.
I think they're all there.
Oh, Ward is the guy who left, isn't it? Is that the guy?
Ward has the funny haircut.
Oh, that one. And the ear.
Who's not on the list?
Yes, he is. He's third up from the bottom, Jack.
I know. I said, but who's not on the list then?
The only one that was on that we mentioned was Derek.
I have 8 gate attendees. Is that what you're saying? Is that right?
Well, we have one who is like a
call-in. Yeah.
And he is going to be filling in. And I will mention this. Joanne and I had discussed this earlier, and we weren't sure if we should tell. Well,
I think you have to mention that. Mention it.
I'm going to right now.
We don't have to give the name because I don't think you've, unless you were given authority to do that.
I was. Okay. One of our gate attendants has been admitted to intensive care in the hospital. He has tested positive for COVID. He was exposed 4 days after his last day here, and he has not been back in the park since. So the chances of anyone else being exposed through that avenue are zero, pretty much. I still have insisted that the entire gate staff be tested for COVID. We have sanitized the building and will continue to do so. At this point, all we can do is offer our extended wishes and positive thoughts for this person. But in no way has he infected anyone else in our immediate staff. So that's pretty much all I have to report on that. I don't know if anyone has any questions.
I have a question on the amounts. The gift cards, are we taking the Publix off the table since we upped the gate people to 50?
I'm sorry, are we taking what off the table?
Sheree had suggested an extra $20 Publix gift card for take that off the table.
No, they'll just get a $50, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted the increase. The 50 is fine. I just mentioned Publix just because it was
that's fine.
Okay.
That was my goal.
We're giving them all Visa cards they can use where they want, right? Isn't that what you're
saying? Right, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on to the agenda 13. Anything
Did we vote on this?
No, we don't have to vote on it.
Oh, okay.
Anything with follow-ups? Let's start. Let me start one at a time. Jack Emmerich, do you have any follow-up that you'd like to discuss?
No.
Keith Richard?
No. But tomorrow we'll do the houses. That's what I want to discuss. But that's tomorrow.
Well, that's another discussion. I'll get to that in a minute. Cindy, do you have anything to discuss?
Yes, Cherie. Last time we discussed the laptops you had purchased, you were going to call the company and find out why the model numbers did not match on the laptop versus the purchase invoices. Did you call them?
Paul, I have not. But Paul, who is our IT guy, he furnished these along with our towers, you know, all of our new towers here. So he'll be in this week, and I definitely will be getting with him on that.
Okay, the printers that you purchased, did you return those?
One was returned and one is still here.
So we do have the credit slip?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I saw it.
What about the R1240 wall port? It's like a charging lightning cable, I guess, that you purchased for $35. Was that brought back to the office or no?
I think you're talking about this.
The Ventev.
Is that the... I think it's the Samsung? Anyway, it's right here, Cindy.
No, this is a separate purchase. You said at first that you didn't know what it was. It's called the Ventev wall port, R1240. We paid $35 for that.
Okay, I'll have to talk to you about that, Cindy. I'm not familiar with it.
Are there any other items? Let's see, who else do we have here? Bob Shortlist, do you have anything?
Yeah, I got a couple, matter of fact, for what past meetings that we had that I would like some answers for. Number one, the posting for November the 23rd, why isn't that on the website for the meeting, the unapproved minutes?
I think they get posted when they're approved, aren't they? Or am I
No,
wrong?
They post them when they're unapproved.
Oh.
Because according to our bylaws, they're supposed to be up the day after.
Okay.
Stacy wants to comment on that.
Just so you know, the secretary didn't know she had to have the minutes done in 24 hours.
Oh. Okay.
Really?
Yeah, read them, yeah. Well, actually, it said that the office was supposed to do that.
We can't do it until we get the minutes.
Right.
So as soon as we get the minutes, we like to have the turnaround pretty quick with our IT guy.
Okay, but November the 23rd.
But what he's saying is the unapproved ones are not on the website.
Right.
We've had a lot of hiccups with November 23rd because our IT guy, our web page designer, was traveling on vacation, and there's a lot of stuff we sent him that never got uploaded.
Well, there's, I think, two items.
Okay, that's the answer. Thank you. The next thing, the violation letters, how are they coming?
That was my follow-up.
Please be patient with us. The transition has been very, very good. However, it is taking a little bit more time than we anticipated. So Stacy's doing excellent. She's settling in, and we've discussed, talked about this at length. And when we do finally, it won't be very much longer. We're going to really hit it hard. Right, Stacy?
Well, wait a minute. You go around and you take care of the violations, right?
I do.
I mean, yeah. So I know no letters went out last month in November.
Correct.
And we can assume that nothing's going to go out in December. Let's Correct. Get that out on the table, okay? All right. So okay. We are going to get violation letters out in January, though, right? We're going to put that down in.
Yes. Absolutely.
Good. Okay.
All right. Next thing, the compound storage roof. Why are we waiting on that? Because the longer that leaks, the more damage it's going to do. Why don't we get that done now so it doesn't do any more damage?
Absolutely, Bob.
Okay. The power wash. Are we paid back for every one of the people that we power wash? Or are we
I believe we have three that are outstanding.
Why are they still outstanding?
Because they haven't paid?
Because they haven't paid.
Call me foolish. I don't know.
We need
Bob, I think you just read all of my concerns.
Okay, I got one more, though.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I read in the past that we were going to do striping the road starting November the 30th. Why are we December the 14th? We're not started that yet.
Okay. Right on there.
We've been having some issues so far as we talked about renting the striping machine. Terry has pretty much decided he wasn't going to get involved with it. And then we were having some staffing issues. So as soon as I straighten out the staffing issues, we can get the machine in here. There's no reason why we can't do it in-house, but I don't think Dwayne can do it by himself. So having said that, we're working on staffing, trying to get the day person to go out into the park and help with park issues and park like mulching, trimming trees. I've had a little oppositional problems there, which I'm dealing with right now. So again, if you can bear with me, I hope to get this resolved before the end of this year. I know it's 2 weeks. So I'm working diligently on this. I really want to see it done. And my next report, you'll see what we have accomplished. So far, we've gotten the CVS wall power washed. We've trimmed all the bushes along. We're working on Cheswick right now. We've done Borel, Holiday Park Boulevard. So we have a lot of things in the works and also that we're going to complete. So far as the staffing issues, though, I'm working on that. This has been a week and a half since the change.
What staffing issues are we having? Because it was my understanding, and I discussed this with you, during the pandemic with the clubhouse closed down, I would still like to maintain our employees to give them a paycheck. They could be doing all these other jobs that never get tended to. So what issues are we having if we have all our employees?
Are people refusing to do the striping job?
Pretty much. I have one staffer who doesn't really want to go out into the park. So I'm trying to work that on trying to resolve this.
Oh, we know who it is.
No, I'm trying to work with these people amicably without, you know,
discussing personnel matters.
That is all I can say right now.
Okay, the reason we're keeping all of our employees and not furloughing them during this pandemic is to give them a pay. If they want a paycheck, they need to earn it.
If they
want to go out and do the job that needs to be done, like this roof or stripe painting, whatever it is, then they might need to consider a furlough.
Correct. But if I furlough someone, I can't hire another person for the hours that I need them for. It doesn't make any sense.
All right.
I want to work with
who tomorrow about it, and we'll see.
Yeah, I want to work with who we have right now. And we all have to work together doing different things. Right. I have the hours to keep them, but they're just changed. I can't have somebody come in at 2 in the afternoon and work until 10 at night when the clubhouse is closed from 5 until it's closed at 5. So, you know, for 5 days, I can't find 5 hours worth of work and justify it. This is what I'm working on. And if the board wants to have, if you guys have any suggestions,
I'm just
welcome. However, I have it worked out and it's just implementing it right now. And I believe it's a good plan.
My main thing is I'm just hoping that at the next meeting, I don't have to ask these same questions.
You bet. I'm hoping the same thing.
Okay.
Actually, it's not going to be an issue.
Okay. Cheryl, do you have any questions or concerns?
Yes. First of all, I want to say thank you very much for getting the CVS wall cleaned. I love it. I think it's awesome. Did we get, we had talked about a new survey for where the Australian pine line is before we can start thinking about trimming of those trees or even cutting them down. Are we going to get that survey line or do we know where? Did a survey come up? Do we know where it is?
I know Marty Peterson has it. Marty Peterson has it. I thought I had it. I couldn't find it. Marty Peterson has it.
I have to apologize because Marty got with me about that and I was supposed to get with him and I didn't. I've been rather busy with others, but that's no excuse. But I will definitely get with Marty again because he wants to show me where the old fence line used to be. And okay. At that time, we will determine what's what and I will make a report on it. I will get with Marty again. I'm sorry.
When you do that, I'd like to accompany you guys.
Yeah, well, I'm going to need a key to that gate up there in the orchard.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
And was there any movement of cameras? We had talked in previous meetings and the public had mentioned about cameras and you had said, yes, we can view them, that you can go back if someone had, like if I came to you and said at 11:30 on Thursday night, I saw a white car go by at 40 miles an hour. If a camera was in that area, we could see it. Is that correct?
Yes. Not only can you see it from here, Steve Woolridge is really good at this as well. He has access to the cameras and he can back up and he can pretty much access anything we need. And so can I from here. Okay. And also with maintenance. We have three monitors that we can use to view.
Do we have cameras in the Regis area near their home?
We do not. We have them on Americana and Moonlight.
And they're not pointed at the street.
No.
Oh, they're pointed at the gate coming into Americana.
Correct.
And the drainage or the.
It's over by the lift station.
Okay. The last thing that I had was, it's not really a follow-up, it's new. We got this letter from Terry about the striping. I'm kind of confused why he wrote the letter.
Which was unsigned, by the way.
Yeah, it was very, very, I think he was blaming us about something, but I'm not sure what. And this comes from the gentleman who I think ran the striping at the gatehouse earlier in the summer when I wasn't here, which had to be redone. Is that correct?
I think what happened is we took the white paint and painted over the yellow, and it didn't cover real well, so we had to redo it. I'm not quite sure. I'm not a paint expert. I know Cindy did some research on this. But it did require an extra two coats.
Okay.
And
so the complaint about not having a plan is because we haven't actually gotten our staff together ready to do it. I'm assuming we've said that it's been said that we've done this before in-house.
Yeah, several times.
Always.
So the plan is already there. We just have to repeat it every couple years, correct?
Yeah, and I don't have a problem with that. It's just we have to get our staff together. Dwayne can't do it by himself, and nor should he have to. So,
absolutely, yeah.
Derek is more than ready and willing to do it. He comes in at 2 and works till 6. So I have him out in the field. From 2, 3.
So we've got Jose and Dwayne who could work a striping machine.
Sure.
With some help from maybe there's some people in the park who might know what's going on.
Absolutely.
And volunteer at that time.
That's where Terry came in. That's what he did for a living up in Maryland.
Right. Right. Well, he's out now. So we need to.
I was told too that. I remember this being done every year. I don't remember what type of striping machine we had, but apparently we have no striping machine now.
Correct.
Wherever that went, bye-bye.
We never had a
That's why I rent the damn thing, because we just keep losing equipment.
Well, when I took over the compound, there was no striping machine to be found up there, and that was 2-3 years ago.
It. The only one who's going to know, unless Russ, you know, because you've been here, you know they did it every year. The grounds crew did it. Did we have a machine, or did they rent a machine? I truthfully don't know.
I don't either.
No. Okay. So that's beside the point. We're going to be renting one. We hope we're going to have personnel that'll be able to use it. And that's pretty much all we got to say about that. Let's see. Who else? Right. Beverly, did you have
any? So Joanne, do you have follow-up?
Me? Yes. But I want to finish with, does Beverly have anything?
Okay.
Yes, I happened to stop at someone's house because they were making a complaint about some of the potholes in the road. And it would be at number 382. And there's a couple of real bad ones there.
Those could be filled in?
Yes.
Why don't we try to get that done ASAP, Sheree?
I'm on it.
Okay.
And there's other potholes on Holiday Park Boulevard besides that one. So why don't we just go the whole way around the park and fill in all the potholes?
I was going to say, yes.
Yeah, but let's not put that on the back burner. Let's have that all completed by the next meeting.
Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah, and I did already send a little note to Sheree this morning. I was informed by somebody that's saying that there was a business going on in a house here in the park. And I'm not positive on that, but I mean, it looks like it to me. And I gave her
what kind of business, Beth?
He has that truck that's in the backyard that I told you about, the van. And he's selling out of that van.
Okay, I think I have addressed that. So let's give it a day.
He's hiding the van in the backyard.
I'm aware of it. And like I said, we are addressing it.
Yeah.
I'll bet you that guy goes more than 30 miles an hour, too. Just saying.
Because he's close to the exit.
This is what you got. And these are the people, right? He's breaking that rule. He's going to break another rule. And he's going to break another one. And we're going to get somebody else and that's going to break another rule. And that's all that keeps happening. And
anyway, Bev, to answer your question, I have addressed it and we'll give it 24 hours. Yeah. We also have a vehicle on Charm Court that the license tag is expired. The person came in today and gave me the appointment date verification for the 18th. So we'll go ahead and wait until the 18th. And if it's not registered, we're going to tow it.
Okay. Well, that's what I do. I ride around and I look for stuff that I feel is wrong. So.
Very good. Okay. Russ, did you have anything you wanted to follow up on?
I'll pass on that time, this time.
Okay. Did I call on everybody? I hope. The only thing I was going to ask about was, believe it or not, the bees. Not the birds and the bees, just the bees. Did we get rid of them? Did we do anything with them?
No, Clifton Best with CL Best Honeybees has been out here twice. Bob Shortledge and myself met with Jeff Burr with Superior Tree Services. We were kind of hoping we could get that tree removed. We weren't what avenue we should take. And the arborist said that he didn't think it needed to be removed. Having said that, we're trying to figure out the best way to get rid of the bees without killing them. So I'm waiting for Clifton to call me back. We're trying to expedite this as we don't want to get either the dogs or the humans stung. You want to add anything, Bob?
Yeah, but let's get, you know, we could act a little faster. Like, you know, have Stacy, one of the other gals, start calling, getting people done in. Well, move. Well, move. Whatever. Bing, bam, boom. Everything should be done yesterday. We just go and on and on and on. I have never, ever, ever.
Well, I'm not going to submit my report today, but clearly there's been several items that have been completed. So we'll know. I will report that next week.
We got some things done, but we...
One more thing I'd like to say about the bees.
Sure.
I was happened to be talking to somebody that had a bee problem, and they said that what you have to do is you have to get rid of the tree. Otherwise, even though you take the bees away, they'll still find their way back.
Like some of your kids, right?
That's
they
right.
leave home. They always find their way back.
They never leave home.
Keeps going back.
I think if, Bob, correct me if I'm wrong. I think if we find a good home for the mama, the queen bee, doesn't that kind of mean they're going to go with the queen?
The arborist did say, if you take the queen away, they will follow. But he said, because, am I breaking up?
No.
No.
Oh, Oh, but he said because that smell and all that is still there, he right. said another hive could take over That's where right. they left off.
Yeah.
All so right. plug the hole.
Let's see if we can get a good answer to all of this by the next meeting, please.
Okay. A lot on
I have
plate,
nothing Chip. Else. Anybody else now? Do public comments out there? Anybody? No public comments? Any trustee comments? Okay.
Wait, Becky is raising her hand, I think.
Okay.
Becky Ernst, Rebecca. Yes. There you go.
I have been very disappointed with the amount of Christmas decorations in the park. I was told that the sled would be put up. It's not up. The joy and the peace sign are too close together. We used to have reindeer and lighted reindeer and different things out at the front. It's too plain. If there was ever a year that we needed more lights, more color, more whatever, it's this year. It looks blah.
Whatever did happen to the sled? I mean, we have it. I know we do. I think the reindeer bit the dust because people broke it. But don't we still have the sled?
I've heard that it's peeling. That's why they didn't want to put it out.
Well, then you get hold of Joe Gallo and Lou Montanti. They will maintain it. They will do whatever. They're the ones that built it. HPPOA paid for it. And we had a lovely celebration when that was all done, if you all remember.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So if there is some disrepair to it, I'm going to suggest that tomorrow you please call Joe Gallo, Lou Montanti, have them take a look at it and let them do their thing.
Yeah. Okay, even, where would you like the sled?
Even the reindeer, so whatever.
Where right would you like the sled?
Park. Right here in the dog park, put it.
Okay, you got it.
Whatever. I'm just saying, there's so many.
That's a great idea, Joanne.
Oh, wait.
No, I'm serious.
Actually, don't, because the dogs will pee all over it.
I thought about that, too.
I mean it. Don't do that.
Has anyone gone
I thought you were going to put it in the back of the parking lot.
That we have already put up? Do you like any of those?
Yeah, Sherry did a very good job out there decorating the park.
It needs more.
Okay. Becky, we put more up this weekend. Did you come by the clubhouse?
No.
Okay, please do, because we did a lot on Friday.
Okay. Well, there's more just than the clubhouse.
No. If you go down to the back pond.
The entry to the park looks crappy.
When you drive in, you really want to say, wow.
And it doesn't say wow.
I'm going to wow you. You watch.
Okay. You told me that before.
And I thought.
I pretty much kept my word, Becky. Come on.
I thought that a while ago, too, HPPOA paid for lights to go around the palm trees. Whatever happened to those?
Exactly.
Yeah, probably with the striping machine.
They're there, but not plugged in, I believe.
Well, I'll see what I can do. I'm not the world's best decorator, but I'm going to try.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I'll help you, Sherry.
Nothing else, I'd like
Sherry
to help
Moore.
With your...
Hi. Thank you, Sherry. Right.
There was one comment. I'm not sure why it didn't come up, but surveyors, do we have any surveyors at the front gate? Is that from the gate committee?
I want to say they came out last Wednesday or Thursday. They insisted that they had already done the survey. I never received it. And I finally called them out on it. And I said, no, I have not received an email from you. And they finally admitted that they hadn't done it. We had Sunshine come out here and mark off all the utilities. So we know it was clear. They did come out. So now we're waiting to get a physical survey from them. And the Gatehouse Committee, they're working diligently on different scenarios and different plans, which will, you know, when they get it all together, they'll submit it. And that goes for the bocce ball courts as well. Jim Gahan is working wonderfully with that. We're hoping to get 3 RFPs and also make sure that they're the same. And that's for the next meeting, or maybe after the reorganizational meeting, we'll introduce these things.
Well, can you, okay. If any of these people want to give an update or a report, please let me know so we can put them on the agenda for the next meeting.
I will, Joanne. I think that the committees are waiting until after the reorganizational meeting.
Okay.
And then really hit it right from the gate out.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea. Okay.
I can tell you about the meeting for the for the
gate. We should probably do that at the next board meeting.
Yes. Okay. Any trustee comments?
Yes. We had a meeting this morning, the board, the bunch of us that get together about the gate, what we're going to do. We're up in the air on a lot of stuff of going to do things. So we've kind of said we're going to put it off until the virus is over, and then we can maybe get better ideas.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's it.
Yeah, for now.
For now. All right. Any comments from the trustees? Well, I'm then going to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah. And for those, there's a lovely saying I would like to say. For those who...
Hold on, Joanne, we have one more comment.
I want to do my saying for Hanukkah.
Oh, go ahead, Joanne.
You will.
It's very pretty. I read it from someone last night that sent it. I'm not of their faith, but that's okay. And it just says, may the feast of lights and the miracle of hope fill in 2021. That's it. Who had a comment?
I do.
Go ahead. Yes.
I just want to say how nice your hair looks.
I wish I could say the same to you.
I don't hear much.
Okay. If that's it, then
I make a motion. We adjourn.
Second.
Steve.
Marie.
Bob.
Fine. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. Thank you, everybody. Have a good week. Be safe.
Merry Christmas.
Wear your mask.
Okay. Anybody say no to the adjournment?
No, we're gonna adjourn. Oh God, please.
3:24.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.
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 Goodbye.